against the poison of white supremacists, I did my inaugural address to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. I'm not saying this because I'm of the black HBCU.
If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Every war fought starts with a false flag operation.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
What?
Yeah.
It's not even an expression.
Pandora doesn't go back in the box. She only comes out.
Alrighty then, folks. We are back. We are back. Welcome back for another great edition of the podcast about randomness. Let's see here. I am going to attempt to record this while I simultaneously, I think that's how you say it, watch what the fuck is this movie called? Young Frankenstein. And this is with Gene Wilder, who I loved. I think I've only ever seen two movies of his. One is Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, of course. And the other one, here, I need to look this up, but I'm pretty sure he played in a movie with Richard Pryor, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. See No Evil, Hear No Evil is the one with him and Richard Pryor. I've never seen Young Frankenstein before, and I cut it on, you know, when I saw Gene Wilder. He is kind of like, to me, he would be the equivalent to, what's a rapper who I think sucks now, but I will always try to, YG. So YG, his first album went so hard to me that even though every album he's put out, everything he's put out since then to me sucks ass. But he'll automatically get a listen, just because his fucking, first album, went so fucking hard. So Gene Wilder, if there's a movie on and I see him in it, he'll automatically get 15 minutes of my attention just because the iconic Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and See No Evil, Hear No Evil. while I was watching the movie, he told the girl, this movie came out, let me see, this movie came out in 1974. He told a girl to elevate him. He was talking about raising the platform. She thought he was talking about his dick and was low-key fucking hilarious. And this is crazy because this is considered a PG movie. And in 1974, you know, dick jokes were all the rave and I guess were considered PG, which really goes to show how fucking soft we've gotten in this fucking country. But I was thinking about, I think I'm going to start using that line. I'm going to start telling women to elevate me, even though there's a 50% chance that my dick won't even work. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I'm just gonna kill some time before I go to the skate park and start rollerblading. Rollerblading has been the greatest thing for my mental health. I used to rollerblade a lot when I was a kid. I don't know if I told this story before, but I used to want to play hockey really, really, really bad, and only because of the Mighty Ducks. And because of that love from the Mighty Ducks and me wanting to play hockey, it's the reason why I still love to watch hockey now. If hockey is on, if there's playoff hockey on and there's a playoff basketball game on, I'm watching playoff hockey. It's basketball to me right now is becoming way too much like soccer. Way too fucking much like soccer. Anybody gets touched, they go flying. The fucking faces they make are gay as fuck. It's everything's a fucking flagrant foul. 30 fucking seconds left in the fucking game. It's will take 30 fucking minutes. It's getting retarded. It's getting way too fucking retarded. They really started losing me in the bubble whenever they started really placating to the whole inequality shit, which I think to me is just a huge detriment to black people around the world. You're taught to embrace the victim mentality. And again, if you've heard my thoughts before, I don't really think black people were slaves like that. I'm sure there were some slaves that were black. I think a lot of it gets misrepresented. And you know what I was thinking? And this was just a high thought, so I could be completely off base here. Democrats were originally the ones for slavery. They were the ones who wanted to keep the quote unquote black man down. I was thinking that they might be playing the greatest game of 4D chess ever in the world. So I was thinking, what if the Democrats were like, yo, let's just flip the fucking script. Even though we still don't want minorities to get anywhere in life, we want them to be dependent upon us. Why don't we start hiring a lot of minorities within this party, and let's act like we really want to make change. And in reality, it doesn't happen. Because if you look at all the, I think the poorest cities in America, I believe they're mostly Democrat ran. So it would just be the greatest game of chess ever. You know what I mean? It would just be like, yo, let's hire niggas that look like them, and let's make it seem like we really want to help, but we really don't want to help. Let's blatantly lie to them. Again, politics in general, to me, it's just gay as hell anyways, but it would just be funny if, you know, because if you don't know, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, you know. So, and I don't even know how they justify it. What did they just say? They just changed the way they, you know what I mean? But obviously they haven't changed the way they thought, because don't shit change. Obama had probably, he tricked every black American into thinking that there was going to be change. Lo and behold, there was no fucking change. Nothing changes with these people. Both ways, even with like nothing really changes. They want people to be dependent upon this false ideology that you actually fucking matter, and that the government is working for you, but the government is working for themselves. You know, when they block shit, whenever they black line, black out sentences. I'm a fucking idiot. I can't think of the word right now. But whenever they black out, you know, sentences, whenever they're releasing papers, and they claim it's for a matter of national security. But what does that really mean? Like, whose security? Like, not the citizens' security. It's their security. You know, they don't want to be held accountable for any of these fucking crimes that they committed ever, and nor will they be. You know what I mean? The something that's not new to the show, if you've been listening, is my disdain for, you know, the FBI and these intelligence agencies. There's a real good case to be made that the FBI knew exactly what was going to happen on September the 11th. There's a real good case to be made that the ATF and the FBI knew exactly what was going to happen during the Oklahoma City bombing, when ATF agents who worked in that building that got blown up were told beforehand not to come into work. The bomb goes off and it hits a daycare and hundreds of kids die, you know. Again, just goes to show, I think on the last episode I was talking about how the FBI was getting warned and being told not to go into grocery stores when the shooter who they were trying to say is a white supremacist who's Mexican, you know, they were being warned not to go into stores when that shooter was shooting up the mall in Allen, Texas. You know what I mean? There's a case to be made that Roosevelt knew about the bombing of Pearl Harbor before it happened, but more than likely let it happen as that precursor to go to war. And again, if you listen to what Jesse Ventura says that every war starts with the false flag operation. There's always something that happens that will get the American citizens on the side of the government. And it happened with COVID, you know what I mean? With COVID, people who I knew didn't trust the government got scared into trusting 1,000% of what the government says. Fuck, I don't even know where we were going with that. I'm not even going to try to remember, but I do remember. Goddamn, that was mental fucking gymnastics right there in real time. The Durham report comes out, and for those of you who don't know, the Durham report was to oversee the investigators for the Trump-Russian conclusion. So they were the investigators who investigate the investigators. And lo and behold, comes out that the FBI pretty much lied, and everything was a fucking lie. The media was lying to you with the whole Russian disinformation propaganda. I think I played a clip about how the news from across the globe, at least in the United States, was pretty much saying the exact same thing in, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, and when they were saying that more than likely Trump was colluding with Russia to shut down the Hillary Clinton campaign, when in actuality she just fucking sucked ass. She was fucking terrible. I mean, say what you want about Trump, but undeniably the Clintons are probably, they're up there with the Bushes in terms of just fucking, how many people ever worked with the Clintons who got suicided? You know what I mean? Like, if there was one person that I knew, quote unquote, killed themselves because of me, I would feel infected. I think the Clintons have like up to 52 people, or, you know, it's a high number who got suicided, knowing with him. Two of those people got killed in the ATF, in the bombing in the Oklahoma City building. The lead detective, you could do a whole, that's a whole nother podcast, about Timothy McVeigh in the Oklahoma City bombing, when they were trying to say what they're saying now, and they were trying to say that white supremacy in America is the most dangerous threat to Americans. That was what they were pushing. I think the bombing happened in 93. Let me check that, because it's semi-important. I mean, it's important because it's yet another example of the government attacking the United States citizens. OKC bombing. Let me see when that happened. Okay, it happened in April 19th of 1995. And then, you know, just 6 years later is when the World Trade Center happened. But they were trying to blame the Oklahoma City bombing on just Timothy McVeigh and white supremacists. And there's a whole John Doe number two narrative, and it looked like from everybody's eyewitness testimony there, the guy who was with Timothy McVeigh was of what they were calling like Middle Eastern descent. You know, they couldn't quite put a figure on him, but it was Middle Eastern descent, And if you look into it, it looks like John Doe number two is working with FBI people. Timothy McVeigh claimed to be working with the military up until he was executed in prison. He was in the service, and he was in military service. I forgot what he was, but he was telling like his friends and family like what he was doing was working for the government when he blew up that building. Again, that'll be another story. God damn it! Just like that, I forgot. Durham Report. Durham Report comes out and it pretty much says Trump wasn't working with Russia. When during his election, all we were fucking told was he was working with Russians. And here's the thing: nobody is going to get held accountable for that. Nobody's going to get held accountable for that. No media people who were spinning that narrative are going to get held accountable. No people in the government. You know, this investigation was okayed by, of course, Hillary fucking Clinton, that evil bitch. I can't believe this is just how dumb most of these motherfuckers are. Because the people because people would even vote for Hillary Clinton are just fucking, you know, Hillary Clinton, who that to me was the greatest psyop to Black Americans. Hillary Clinton, who were calling Black people super predators. Hillary Clinton, who went on fucking The Breakfast Club and told Charlamagne the God in The Breakfast Club that she carries around hot sauce in her fucking purse. You know what I mean? Just Democrats in general. Fucking Biden told Charlamagne, if you don't vote for Hunter Biden, then you're not Black. Like, who the fuck is this person to, you know what I mean? And because I'm not involved with none of you motherfuckers. Somehow a lot of you people got it convinced. You got psyoped by motherfuckers who don't give a fuck about you. And motherfuckers who championed a crime bill to put more Black people down. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy. The greatest psyop in American history. It's up there. It's 30-something years of my life from at least 95. So 95, 2001, 95 OKC bombing, 2001, September 11th. You know, a couple of years after that, we get thrown into war. We don't only attack the people. We don't go after the Saudi Arabians, who had everything to do with September the 11th. And we go right at, excuse me, we go right after Iraq, who had nothing to do with the September 11th attack. Let me see what else. You have the housing crisis when they were just giving everybody, literally everybody, a fucking mortgage on their house, knowing that they weren't going to be able to pay them back. You can get into how that affected poor people even more. You had that. Up until the COVID pandemic, so then you had the Trump was working with the Russians in 2016. And then you have COVID. And COVID, even of itself, it's fucking crazy because it was Trump who came out. Gene Wilder just put his face in this lady's titties in a PG movie. Fucking hilarious. He just had his face. Goddamn. I would give anything right now to be able to just bury my face in a woman's titties right now. Goddamn, I'm horny as fuck. Anyways, past the topic. Goddamn, I just got, see, just like that. That's what happens when trying to watch no porn. That's what happens. You see an old white guy put his face in a young white woman's titties, and just like that, you get horned up. But again, going back to being PSYOP, you know, take the fucking COVID-19. Trump comes up with the whatever that act was to bend the knee to Fauci and come through with the vaccinations. Every Democrat beforehand was, I'm not taking Trump's vaccines. As soon as Trump gets out with the help of the none other than the FBI suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story, when Hunter Biden was out there getting foot jobs, putting it on the fucking camera, doing weird shit with his niece on fucking video, just being an overall fucking pervert, just like his fucking dad, who smells young women's hair, who does creepy shit all the fucking time. I've never been horny. Like, I've been horny. Like, y'all just heard how horny I got by watching Gene Wilder put his face in a woman's titties in a black and white movie. So I've been fucking horny. I've never been horny enough to smell a woman's hair. Like, that never got me off. But Joe Biden smells women's hair constantly in public. Like, he'll just sniff a bitch's hair off the cuff in public. I've never been that horny. I've never been as horny as Hunter Biden to get foot jobs and to get weird massages from his niece. These sick fucks. Again, they're all sick fucks. It's crazy. Noam Chomsky, another big Democrat person who was telling the unvaxxed that they should remove themselves from society and it was their fault if they weren't able to get food. Now Frankenstein is trying to rape a girl, and I think he's successfully raping her. This is kind of hot. I don't know if I ever told this, but the first time I ever jacked off, oh, she's liking it. See? That's why dudes think it's okay to rape women. Because they're thinking like, yo, all I got to do is get my dick inside her and eventually she's going to succumb to the riz. Yeah, she's saying no now. But eventually, if I get my dick inside of her, she'll succumb to the riz. Yo, now it just... So he raped her. It just cut scenes. Now they're both smoking a cigarette together. Yo, this is a PG movie. This movie is wild as fuck. I'm going to have to, it's wilder because I'm not listening to any of the dialogue. So I'm just going off what I'm seeing. But she liked it. She succumbed to the riz. They're smoking cigarettes together. Now she's initiating contact. But see, knowing my ass, I would have tried to go for the, I'm not going to try to ever rape you, but I would have tried to gone for the rape. And then again, my dick wouldn't have got hard. I made the joke before, the serial rapist who can't get hard. Where was I at? Goddamn. I was not expecting young Frankenstein to twice in a matter of, what was that, like five minutes or so, get my dick hard. Let's see, FBI was suppressing the, so Trump comes out with the vaccines. Every Democrat saying they're not taking Trump's vaccines. Biden gets elected with the help of the FBI suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. They were trying to convince every American in the world that Trump was a Russian agent. And Biden gets elected, within like the very next week? Every single vaccine was good and now vaccines are mandatory, you know? And then you have Noam Chomsky's creepy ass who was transferring money with Epstein. So now I'm inclined to believe that Noam Chomsky was fucking little girls too, or fucking little kids. And it's again, the most modern PSYOP, but nobody gives a fuck. You know what I mean? Nobody gives a fuck. And now you have Joe Biden. Joe Biden goes to an HBCU and Joe Biden declares that once again that the greatest threat to American democracy right now is white supremacy. And then he goes on, and then he goes, and I'm not just saying that because I'm at a black HBCU. Of fucking course you are. That's exactly why you're saying that. But now you're trying to push another fucking false narratives. Trying to create... See, I think they're trying to create... go back to creating the divide between... a divide that to me... No, it doesn't exist. It exists in motherfuckers' minds. It purely exists in motherfuckers' minds because motherfuckers want to have that victim mentality. They want to think because anytime somebody looks at them a funny, it's their own insecurity that believes them to believing that that any other race wants to put them down for any other reason. So now they're trying to create that divide. And I'm only thinking that now they're pushing that again because at first it was Russia. You know, when Biden was taking office, it was the biggest threat was Russia because Russia was working with Trump and everything Trump was doing was for the Russians. Turns out, again, to be false. Check the Durham report. And I don't fucking know, man. Like, I don't know. I don't. It's crazy because I've been talking about this shit for a while now and all this shit is coming out to be true. You have the Pentagon that's opening another Russian disinformation office. Or not Russian, just a disinformation campaign. You know, but again, we saw what they thought was disinformation. You know, they were disinforming us the whole time. They were the ones spewing disinformation. It's fucking sick, man. It's, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, because none of you motherfuckers really give a fuck. Y'all don't really give a fuck. I was thinking the other day how hard it must have been for fat people to go back to work after 9/11. You know, because after the planes hit and made the initial kill, like with all the people, you know, you would have to think that majority of the people that died in that building would have been fat people. And as a fat person, you subconsciously had to have thought about that, especially if you worked in tall buildings. You know what I mean? I would have been scared shitless if I was a fucking fatty and worked in a tall building knowing I had to go to work like the next day. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been the greatest motivation. That's how I knew we were doomed. Because the fat people didn't want to lose weight, especially the fat people that were working in tall buildings. You know, if that wasn't their motivation to lose weight so they can run down some stairs without getting tired and not die in fucking rubble, then nothing would be. But goddamn, that must have been the scariest thought ever to have to go to work on September 12th, 2001 in a tall building and you're a fatty. You know what I mean? And I wonder how many people were just pushing these motherfuckers out of the way. You know what I mean? Like, because we see how, like, we saw what COVID did and how scared motherfuckers got, how panicked motherfuckers got to where they would just go willingly put whatever fluid, just take whatever fluid shot into their body, you know, not knowing what that shit is going to do to you, and more than likely killing people, more than likely making shit worse. I think I read a report that if you were HIV positive and you took this vaccine, you were essentially doubly fucked. Yeah, that was kind of mean to the fat people. I shouldn't have gone there, and I apologize. I apologize. It was just an observation. If I was, you couldn't have convinced me to go back to work. I'd have been like, yo, what safety precautions do we have? You know what I mean? You could not have convinced me to go back to work if I was a fucking fatty. Let's see here. I watched a video of why are ATF agents going armed door to door, trying to take people's FRTs, which is a force reset trigger, trying to take them back. See, this is what's so weird about this fucking, because you have all these weird ass agencies. You have ATF, FBI, CIA, and more that we don't even fucking know about. You have all these weird ass agencies who make their own rules, try to enforce them, but they're not even federally, they're not even federal laws. So I watched a video of the ATF going to this guy who owns a company called Moonlight Industries. And pretty much what they say is, hey, we're here to take back your force reset trigger, your FRT. And the dude is like, yo, after, and he says it in the most polite way. He's like, yo, I'm not answering any questions. I can't help you with what you're looking for right now. Pretty much tells them to fuck off. And, you know, they're like, well, you know, if you have them, you're not going to be in trouble. You can just hand them to over. Or even if you sold them, you know, you can just let me know that you sold them. You're not going to be in trouble. And it's like, all right, well, how does the fucking ATF know who are buying these FRTs? That's already, to me, a huge lie step against your Second Amendment, against your freedom, period. How do they fucking know who are buying these things, you know? So they go to his door. Dude is super educated. He's like, yo, I'm not answering any questions and I can't help you with anything. You know what I mean? So last year, the ATF reclassified these FRTs as machine guns under the National Firearms Act, and under the Gun Control Act. Now, again, you hear these names, you would think that these are put into law federally, right? But no federal law was passed banning FRTs or redefining these devices as machine guns. So the ATF, it's making its own rules, going door to door armed, trying to force its own rules. So in turn, surpassing the Constitution, because this isn't a federal law. So they're surpassing what, like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like how are they even in operation? Like, this is fucking crazy. It's crazier than crazy. We're living in a weird ass time where the ATF is going door to door trying to get your shit. And it's in like, to me, the most blatant act against the Second Amendment. But again, you know what I mean? You're getting psyoped into thinking that every gun owner ever is going around killing people. It's just mass shootings. You would think that mass shootings is the number one cause of death in America when it's not. It's obesity. Why aren't we banning fucking McDonald's? You know what I mean? Why aren't we banning these seed oils who kill your digestive system, because you can't digest these processed foods the right, like, our bodies aren't built to digest them the right way. And then you get all these diseases, and then you get sold a pill for the rest of your life, or a shot for the rest of your life, because they don't give a fuck about the solution. They only give a fuck about a temporary fix. And that's all you're fucking getting, is a temporary fix. They will go above and beyond to take your guns, to take away your right to defend yourself. So they can push more of this, so the ATF can go more door to door and start enforcing more shit. You know what I mean? So the FBI can have their agents. So the FBI can have their agents and their undercover agents attack and to kill more Americans. It's all fucking sick. It's all fucking sick. It's all fucking sick. It's, I don't know, man. It's, to me, it's like, yo, they are pressing more and more lines. You know, they're habitual line steppers to the fullest. You know what I mean? The government, the whole thing from left to right, to me, the left is way more fucked up than the right. The right is fucked up. You know what I mean? With their, you know, but to me, the left is, it's because they're the ones going after your free speech. At least the rights will, the right wing people will, they at least want you to be able to say whatever that, you know, what they at least want you to have the right to free speech, and they want you to have the right to guns. But the left will, they don't want that shit. They think they know better for you, and to the right, some extent as well. You know what I mean? The right thinks that they know better for you, but they don't. You know what's better for you. It's fucking crazy. I don't understand. I don't understand how we got into a situation to where you let people control what you can and can't do in your day-to-day life. You know what I mean? It's, I don't know. No fucking clue. Yeah, so ATF is going door to door because they determined that something was illegal, but federally it wasn't determined.